What's going on with y'all, young men, women, he, she's, they, or them? I told y'all, it don't matter. You tune into the Just the Guys podcast, it's us. We locked in, man. It's episode 112 of the Just the Guys podcast. My name's Rod. How are you? I got Terrell here with me, Denzel here.
Yo,
how y'all boys feeling?
Great, gravy. Where are our other episodes at? My fault, y'all.
Man, fuck all that. We don't feel good at all. Because it's the death of one of my favorite artists. The death of his legacy. J. Cole. Jermaine. Cole. Hey, I'm sorry. This one's going to be very heavily about what's going on in hip-hop right now. Because this man, J. Cole, he let me down. He let his millions of fans down. He couldn't hold on. He couldn't stand the heat. I don't know what's going on. If you haven't seen what happened, so basically, Kendrick took shots at the big three and said, motherfuck the big three, it's just big me. Kendrick, he said some other things, you know, along the lines of that. It's on the Like That track with Future and Metro. His verse in there goes crazy. It shook up the game. Like I said, he took some crazy shots at Drake and J. Cole. And Cole happened to drop he dropped a response track. He dropped an EP or like a mixtape type. You know, it's a project. It's a decent project. It's called My Delete Later. On the end of it, there's a song called 7-Minute Drill. And he was taking shots at Kendrick. Some good shots. Some body blows. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, 2-3 days later, this motherfucker went on stage and apologized for throwing shots back. How'd that make y'all feel, man? I'm gonna let Denzel speak first. It seems like he got his shit loaded.
Man,
what you think about it?
Man, to make a 7-minute song that you recorded and mixed and mastered yourself, 7 fucking minutes. What song is seven minutes? First off,
no, it's 3 minutes. Exactly, it's called a 7-minute drill. But the song's 3 minutes. 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
3 minute song. So we talking old school length. 3 minutes. I just punching this nigga Kendrick in his chest. Like, did you say something about me, bitch? And then 2-3 days, like, it's just something in my spirit, in my body, in my soul that just don't feel right. Man, shit yo. Emotional Drake, light skin ass. Shut your ass down. Talk about it, looking ass. I'm on you. And then you gonna talk about some. If there's any animosity, I'll put my chin out. You know, you can get your best shot. You know, it's all good. I was like, he ain't finna hit you with his hand. I'll hit you with his pipes. Cause that's basically what you inviting. Just, bruh, you don't step back. Like, if you was gonna go this route, if you was aware of your own emotions, as clearly you're not, cause 2-3 days later, you out here apologizing. Like, but even though that same epiphany hit you while you was recording the shit, while you was putting that shit in the thing to put out, like, it didn't hit you then, but it hit you after the fact. And it's just like, okay, alright. Cool. But to step back, you might as well just not put it out. Then if you want to put it out, you wouldn't be in this situation. Nobody, they'd be like, nah, Kendrick, not Kendrick, J. Cole quiet. He ain't saying I guess he's just going to let it ride. You wouldn't have to get emotional. You wouldn't have to get on stage and apologize to nobody. You just keep doing what you're doing. It's like, they'd be like, what you think about that Kendrick verse? Do that, and we good. You just keep doing your little, oh, you would have kept, nobody would be on your neck. Not everybody on your neck, because, yeah, it's like, That's like waiting out of somebody like workplace beating the fuck out of them, and then the next day saying, "Oh, I apologize. I got took over by the devil. He was making me do these evil things, you know. Even though that you already in the hospital, you know, it just made me do these evil things. And I'm sorry. If you want to get your lick back, I mean, I'll take it. You know, whatever you want. Like, what is? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that." You know what that motherfucker in the hospital bed gonna do? He's like, when I get out, I'm gonna shoot your stupid ass. I'm gonna shoot your ass. Cause why you do this to me? If this is the time, I'd rather you come here and finish me off. Rather than coming here fake ass apologizing. Like,
that's I feel all I like I feel like what he did was like, you know, you walk into somebody's hood, be like, man, fuck this raggedy ass city, man. Weak ass neighborhood. This shit trash. And whoever live here is a bitch too. The homie live over here. Oh yeah, his house run down. That shit got roaches in it. That shit ass. That shit probably stank. Nobody want to be in that weak ass house. Then he come outside and be like, yo, you're on my fucking front porch talking shit. What's up? Like, what's good? You trying to run some shit right here? And you be like, nah, I was just kidding, bro. I love this space. You probably a hardworking man. You earned this. This is your property. This, hey man. I mean, I'm here. Like, I'm sorry I invaded your privacy. I'm sorry I stepped foot on your property. If you want to whoop my ass, you can. That's all right. I'm gonna pick up and I'm just gonna leave. That's my fault. That's the equivalent of what happened, bro. I don't know what the fuck has gotten into this man, Cole. Like, I don't know if it's because he threw the diss track on at the end of the project, and maybe he knows that, and it doesn't seem like as polished as he wanted it to be. And I think that kind of effect is what made him think that, you know, maybe this shit is goofy. Like, because he said it's the goofiest shit that he's ever done in his life. It's like, how, bro? You dissed people before. You dissed the fuck out of Lil Pump. Y'all remember that? 1985? He cooked the shit out of him. I hope you're not as dumb as you look. It's like, if you call yourself playing with my name, then I really know you fucked. Like, he was on Lil Pump ass. He didn't direct it like how 7 Minute Drill was directed, but he was on Lil Pump's fucking neck. I know y'all remember that. So,
of course.
Yeah, he was on his ass. That was crazy. I mean, he technically dissed Kevin Hart too. Like, he got a whole song about infidelity, and it's just called Kevin's Heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't. It didn't bother you as much when you mentioned those other people. Like, were you not in the same mature space, or is it just that you're really being tested now, and it's not as polished as you wanted it to be, and you don't want that to be like part of your legacy, and you fear that Kendrick might cook your shit. And you about to drop, what, your last album, right? Or your last two albums. Kendrick about to cook your ass. And are you afraid? Is motherfuckers afraid of Kendrick? Because, I mean, I heard of Kendrick the Boogeyman. Ain't nobody challenged this man yet. What is going on? Why is nobody challenging Kendrick? They scared of him? People challenge all kind of artists back in the day. Eminem got challenged. Was it Nas challenged? Nas was challenged. Jay-Z was challenged. People always been challenged. Nobody wants smoke with Kendrick. And I think that's what got... I think it's a collection of things. I think it's the fear that he feels from the beef. He don't have it in his heart to beef right now. He don't want to go the distance, the back and forth. He don't have the endurance right now. He's not happy about the track. He doesn't think it's like polished enough. Doesn't think it's a complete diss. It's not complex enough. It's not cold. And I think maybe all the Twitter bullshit, the Twitter ranting and them cooking like the tribe, be like, oh, this is what you got for Kendrick? I think that kind of got into his head. So I think those four things are what's affecting him right now and making him think like, yeah, this is goofy as shit, man. I'm going to let him just have it and I'm just going to roll over and take my... Like, no, bitch. Don't talk about some... We wouldn't be speaking on him if he ain't dissed me. Nigga, you've been saying shit about being like, you threw shots throughout the whole album, matter of fact. The whole project, my fault, the body of work, whatever y'all want to call the shit. He was throwing shots at him through the whole entire project. Like, all the little songs where he was rapping, it was shots at Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? Just alluding to like little shit that he's done, just taking shots at him, taking shot, calling himself the greatest. Like, who the fuck, who gonna fuck with me, this and that. And then 7 Minute Drill come and you start cooking him. Like, even if you made those bold ass preposterous claims about his catalog, his discography, even though you made them shits, you should have just stood on them and just let them shits be. You see, Kendrick said what he said in like that. He said, motherfuck the big three, it's just big me. And his ass went off to be with his wife and kids, living his life. The fuck? Basking in the money, the glory. Like, what is wrong with you, bro? It's music. You've made dumb shit before. Wasn't that you that was saying, like, you let all of the shit show? You said that same shit in the tape. You said you let the good, the bad, the ugly, everything show. You literally just said this shit in the same tape. Why you redacting the shit? Let it sit. Even if it's a bad call. Didn't your ass diss Kanye? False prophets?
and Wale.
Nigga, what are you talking about? You gotta be scared, bro. I don't know. I can't, like, that niggas is counting me out. Now you know why. The fuck? Your ass is the middle child. The fuck? You gonna hold that bronze. We might even snatch that shit from you. Like, what are we doing, bro? Jermaine. Cole, what are you doing? It is not cold world, niggas. Lukewarm. This shit is hot. And you couldn't take the heat, so you stayed your ass inside. Said the heater blast through your speakers. Ain't shit blasting through my speakers, bro. You on probation right now. Time out. Can't take none of the lyrics. You at least got a... How long was it? 72 hours that this shit lasted? You got 72 hours to turn them shits back on. Anything that before you get spun again, because that is ridiculous. I thought you was way more... I don't even know what to call it. That shit was kind of silent. I'm not going. Yeah, solid shit. Something. I don't know. I don't know what that performance was, bro. You don't apologize in hip hop, bro. If a nigga comes for you, you do the same shit. Like, let it be a warning shot. Fuck it. Like, just let it be. It was cool. It was interesting. Even if he does cook you, at least you said some shit back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. That's what I gotta say about it. What you got, bro?
That shit, man. I'm disappointed. I'm pissed off. I'm everything under the goddamn sun. In what fucking world, bro? Like that wasn't even crazy. If you really look at it, you really think about it, like that wasn't crazy. And it wasn't super direct to J. Cole. Like, it was more towards Drake. But, of course, Cole caught some shots, too. But... 7-minute drill did what it was supposed to do. Like, it wasn't too crazy, wasn't too personal. It was a response track. He did. When we heard it, I was like, oh shit, okay, all right. I was like, okay, cool, talking your shit, all right, fuck it, you gotta say something. You can't say, there's not too much you can say on Kendrick, but you gotta say something. He did that, talked about the discography, his height, cool, did it. But to walk your shit back 2 days later, bro, you didn't even let the shit last a week. 2 days later on Sunday, it came out on the 5th. On the 7th, yo ass is like, nah, like, he had the perfect setup, bro. He was up there. He's like, yeah, people want blood. Y'all want blood. And that's when you were supposed to say, fuck it, play the track. Oh my God, that shit would have been monumental if you would have sat there and spun the track after saying, yeah, the TL want blood. And you just look around, you just say, fuck it. Fuck Kendrick. Play this shit. Oh my God. The crowd would have went crazy. That shit would have went viral on Twitter. Instead, your ass brings that riggedy ass stool up. Sit your tall ass down and talk about, I'm sorry, it didn't sit right in my spirit. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of hip hop. Go somewhere else. Go pop. You're not even... Don't say nothing about that. I don't want to hear shit. Like, your whole catalog just kind of gets shattered because of this shit. I can't take you serious now. You talk about you smoking on rappers. You writing down names, loading the clips. For who? For who? If it's not Kendrick and it's not Drake, because Drake's your mans now. If it's not them two, who you got to smoke with? Who you trying to diss?
Playboy Cardi.
It wasn't Youngboy. Who you trying to diss? It's nobody else. If you can't rap along if you can't go against your peers that are in your same bracket, what you do? You start punching down the motherfuckers under you that you know you can body? Like, what the fuck? I can't take none of your shit serious now. Yo ass shouldn't even be in the big three anymore. Your shit, yeah, you retired. That shit up in the rafters now. We don't want to hear nothing, Cole. I don't want to hear nothing on the fall off about you smoking rappers, you loading the clip, you ready to spin the block. I don't want to hear none of that shit. None of that shit. And Kendrick, if I was Kendrick, I'm letting that response fly immediately. Let Metro get his shit off this weekend, because this is going to be another big weekend. By the time y'all hearing this, hopefully, you also have the Metro reaction right up next to this shit. But this is going to be another big weekend. I'm expecting more shots to be sent. But Cole, bruh, Jesus fucking Christ, you disappointed everybody. Your fans was ready to fight for you. We were outside. We were ready. We were like, yeah, get him. Get Kendrick. Get his ass. Surprise drop. That shit shook the world. We were like, oh, shit. Kendrick, I mean, Cole got shots. Cole got shots. We outside. This motherfucker like, nah, y'all. It's love. It's love. It's like, bruh. We looking at this motherfucker like, what? It's love? It's peace? Oh, hell no. Nah. Go home, y'all. Like, this shit ass. Who the fuck? This is probably the most damaging thing you could do in your career, especially talking spicy like you've been talking the last 3 years, 4 years. Everyone's saying he's always been humble. He's always been the humble guy. Have y'all not heard these features? Have y'all not heard these records? Have y'all not heard these projects? Have y'all not heard this shit? How are you humble? But then in the verses is, oh, I got all the smoke for anybody. Say my name. Say my name. You asking people to say your name. This motherfucker says your shit. Directs shot straight towards you. Replies to your shit. And it's like, nah, it's love, bro. It didn't sit right with my spirit. It didn't sit. Shut the fuck up, man. I don't want to hear that shit. What you should have did, if it really sat with you like that, you should have texted Kendrick off everything. Just texted his ass. Like, yo. Sorry, bruh. Don't give it to the public. Because we don't look at you like, what? Now the TL frying your ass. They talking about you was scared of Kendrick. Motherfucker had a whole Johnny P's caddy saying he never stresses in the booth. Have your favorite rapper neck in a noose, never letting them loose. That's everybody besides Kendrick, though. That's not Kendrick. That's not Kendrick. That's not Kendrick. Like, come on, man. But what do y'all think? Do y'all think this is a will ruin the rest of his career going forward?
In a way, yeah. Because you just said that you disappointed in him and you can't take him seriously. So all this, the greatest talk, it's like anytime he does it, it's like, are you sure? You sure about that? Like, you sure you want smoke and you're not just rapping? Like, it's like people that are rapping about shit that they're not doing. They're not doing it. They don't stand behind.
Yep.
It's not solid. It's not. There's no integrity in the music.
That's a little Mabu. It's like little Mabu out here rapping. Been in the block.
Damn, that's kind of disrespectful. But to an extent, like figuratively, yeah, it is. There's no integrity. You don't stand behind the shit that you say in your music, bro. It's like me saying, oh, like, let him do this. Like, I'm going to whoop his ass. Or, like, we're going to run the one. We're going to run a friendly 30. Like, I'm going to drop dude off. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Then get out there. I don't want to fight. I'm scared to throw the punches because it don't sit right. It's something that I shouldn't really be doing. Like, there's no maturity in this, bro. This is music. This is hip-hop legacy. This is your career. This is something that you fought tooth and nail for, that you were clawing at. You need to protect this, bro. Like, this is not something that you can play with, bro. And honestly, you should be honored that this man this is the second time he's threw a shot at you in a song. The first time was with Control. He threw that shit out there. Like, how do you think he felt? He literally, how is this the goofiest shit ever? But, or like in your eyes, what you done is the goofiest shit ever. But this man Kendrick named off like 20 rappers in a verse. And he did that. He didn't give a fuck what nobody had to say. That's why, like, we respect him. Like you're losing your respect, bruh. Like, where's your honor? Like, if you don't have anything at the end of the day, you don't care about the bells and whistles. You don't care about the flash. You don't care about the promo, being in the spotlight. But, like, your honor, that's what you have. That's what J. Cole is about, bruh. And you lost that shit. That's what I'm trying to clarify. Like, what is the whole, it didn't sit right with me, is like, it's love, they want blood. Yes, nigga, we want blood. You should deliver. You are the reaper. That's what you said. I'm probably going to go to hell if Jesus asked for a feature. Nigga, where? Where? Who is that man? Is it another personality? Are we dealing with like a glass situation here? Like that one movie with the motherfucker that has like six personalities in one body? Cause it's not you. Apparently, like, you can you go into the fucking booth And whenever you talk like that, like, you should be on go. You should be ready to eliminate threats. And then when you come out, then you can be the peaceful motherfucker. Like, you're, like, it, like, you really, it should be a pathway for you to be as creative as possible. You should be as aggressive as possible. You could be vulgar if you want to do that. You could, like, you could spread light. But just know that, like, if you're talking about competition, that's what competition is, bro. You have to drop motherfuckers off, whether they be your brother or not. At the end of the day, y'all can hug, y'all can hang out, y'all can be at shows and shit together, but, like, you gotta do shit for your legacy, bro. For the honor and for the music. And if people get catch wind of this, they're gonna be like, oh, why the fuck did he, you know what I'm saying? Like, why did he do this shit? It's like the beef with Tupac and Biggie. Like, they was really talking shit to each other. Like, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. Like, he's like, first off, fuck the hood and the clique, you can't, like, he was really coming for his ass. Tupac was really coming for Biggie's neck. And Biggie did the same shit with Who Shot You. They was really talking shit to each other. This shit was not even, like, really on that level. And I know that's the hip-hop that you grew up on. So do you think you're just above it? I don't understand. And then you got people talking about some, this is what's wrong with the black community. Bro, shut the fuck up. This is hip-hop music. This is not nothing to do with the black community, man.
Not trying to be activists out here, man. We're trying to get good music and see who really the fucking best. Motherfuckers have been yapping for years since they came out that they're the best. Prove it. Step up to the plate. Prove it.
That's what this shit is about, bruh. Rap music, hip-hop has always been about competition. Like, that's what it's for. It's like you use, this is our own form of poetry and lyricism, that you use that shit to get your point across and your feelings across without there being actual violence. That's what it's for. That's the platform. And you're using it incorrectly. Like, I don't know. You want to make gospel, you can do that.
In no way, shape, or form did I think that fucking Cole was going to sit here and diss the whole hood of Compton, go make shoot videos in Compton talking about fuck Kendrick. No, yo ass is just gonna sit here, it's just gonna be rap shit, back and forth verses, back and forth songs. And that's it. Until someone stops. That's it. Until we can establish, damn, there's no coming back, Cole. He done barred your ass to death with this one. That's it. It was never gonna be no personal shit. Y'all weren't gonna hate each other. It was still gonna be Dreamville and TDE together. It wasn't gonna be nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. The only one that I know for a fact is going to be personal about this shit is Drake. When Drake drops his response, it's going to be personal. It's going to be direct as fuck. And that is probably going to be some real, real beef.
But yeah.
With Cole, nah, it's always been, y'all almost did a fucking project together. Cole, you produced some of Kendrick's shit. Kendrick rapped on your shit. Like, it's always been love.
Yeah. What
the fuck? It's never been no personal shit. But
there would be no me today without y'all, to be honest. Without y'all meeting each other and having, like, love for each other and respect for each other's craft, there would be no me, honestly. Like, my character wouldn't be the way that it is. Discovered these dudes in, like, when I was, like, 13, 14, bro. And I listened to Kendrick heavy. And it turns out that some of the songs that really influenced, like, my young mind, like, High Power, were like, produced. That was produced by J. Cole. So it's just crazy to think about that. And, like, they had been my favorite two artists for, like, years. And I ain't really, like, listened to much other stuff. Like, I listened to other stuff, but, like, nobody else really had that impact. And that's for a reason. Because they don't really make music. Nobody else at that time was really, like, making music like that. That had substance to me. To my 14, 15-year-old, you know what I'm saying, mind.
This is where we direct our energy to Drake. It's really Drake's fault. All this shit really Drake's fault. His ass really got on that fucking first-person shooter, and Cole was like, yeah, this shit big as the, you hear Drake in the back, big as the what? Big as the what? Like, oh, shit, big as the what, Cole? What we saying? Big as the Super Bowl? Big as the Super Bowl. Yeah, this shit big as the Super Bowl. Okay. Yeah, go ahead and talk your shit, Cole. He's sitting there egging him on. Now, Drake probably sitting back like, all right, I know what not to do. I know what angle to not take.
Yep.
People are hating on fucking 7 minute drill. They're saying it wasn't enough, blah blah blah. So Drake's like, all right, I know what angle to take then. I know it's not that angle. People don't like that angle. Got you. I'll take a different angle. But like I said, Drake probably gonna reply either Friday, he gonna probably fuck up the Metro Future drop and release something on Friday, or he gonna wait till next week. But if I'm Drake, y'all not going number one again. This and me. I'm fucking up your whole release. I'm dropping the same fucking day. I'm dropping a track, make a direct ass title. I'm dropping that shit Friday. Fuck your release. Fuck Future, fuck Metro, fuck all that shit. I'm dropping that shit that fucking day.
Could be an EP with like three tracks.
Yup. Just drop a Scary Hours 4 out of nowhere. I'll be like, oh shit.
Or five. Because I think
five. Four or five. Like,
yeah.
One of them. Just drop a Scary Hours. I'll be like, oh shit. Yep. It's done. It's wraps. It's over. But Kendrick, shit. I think Kendrick is just waiting for a Drake response. To be honest,
that's really what he wants. Like, yeah,
time for him to prove that he's a problem too. Fuck it.
Get this on, nigga's clicking up.
Get on Drake's ass.
He said, "Fuck rap." Well, he said, "I crash out like fuck rap." This Melly Mel, if I had to, like,
I got two T's with me.
I wish
taking tattoos is up.
I wish they matched his energy, bruh. Nobody's really on that timing. Like, I don't get it.
Such a pivotal moment in hip hop. We've been looking at these fucking three artists being like, who's the fucking best? Who's the fucking best? And people sit here and just like, y'all under Drake's pen is underrated. Drake's pen. Prove it. This is now or never. Prove it right now. Go at this man. What the fuck are we waiting for? We fucking almost a month out. Nothing yet. We had all the smoke for Meek. Yeah, all the smoke for Push. All this shit. But when Kendrick comes around, now you above the bullshit. Get the fuck out of here. You are not. If he goes and doesn't say anything at all, which I would have rather J. Cole did that than do this goofy shit. Just say nothing at all. If Drake doesn't say anything at all, because those last couple bars for all the dogs getting buried, you cannot sit here and say that was about anybody else besides Drake. You can't say it. That shit was as direct as it can get. Fuck sneak dissing. First person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. Who else has a song called First Person Shooter? He not talking about no video games. He ain't talking about nothing else. What else is First Person Shooter? Fuck the big three. We know who the big three are. It's not Big Sean. Like, it's you, Drake, and you, J. Cole. J. Cole done offed himself. He's gone. Cool. Out the equation. Now it's a 1v1. Drake, where your bar is at? Where your shit at? You say you won away from Michael. Okay. Prince Outlive Mike Jack. Now what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Get your bars together. Motherfuckers be scared as fuck of Kendrick. Prove it. Prove you the fucking best.
I might have to start rapping, bro.
You were shitting on the control verse when it came out. Shitting on the control verse. Then when Macklemore won over Take Care or over Nothing Was the Same and Good Kid, Mad City, and Macklemore sent a apology to Kendrick, yo ass was up there saying he should send an apology to everybody, not just Kendrick. We're all in there. Why are you always pressed on some shit that doesn't involve you? It's with just Kendrick. You always pressed for some shit like a bitch. Reply to this man. Reply. Put it in a fucking song. Man, being a bitch. And y'all want to get in the TL talking about, oh my God, Kendrick Cole or Drake on body Kendrick. No, he's not. He hasn't put out nothing that's better than this. Take Care has sentimental value to y'all. But if you're going bar for bar, Take Care doesn't touch Good Kid, Mad City. Nothing Was the Same doesn't touch this. And Views, and If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, does not touch Damn. Y'all might got Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. No, everyone hates that shit. I love that album. But he was rapping his ass off on there too. Motherfuckers just don't like the concept behind it. But let's take it out the equation. Let's talk about his old shit. Because this one, according to Cole, this one put people to sleep. This one right here. Hold on. That shit right there.
How ironic.
That one put people to sleep. Okay. What he said on that shit? It's funny how one verse can fuck up the game. Yeah. He did it twice. Name one Drake verse that shook up the world like this. I'll wait, Drake fans. Cole fans, name one verse that fucked up the game. Like Control did. I'll wait. Oh, crickets, right? Because it hasn't happened, goofies. First person shooter didn't even go fucking as viral as fucking Control did. And it had both these motherfuckers on it. And look at like that. Shook the game
up again. That is crazy. And don't he got Evil Ways too? It's like the both of them on there.
They didn't go anywhere. Motherfucker was like, "Oh, it's a Cole feature again."
Yeah, honestly, like if Kendrick was on a track with Cole, that would have went way more viral, or like he would have just had a way larger impact. I mean, we seen what happened the last time Kendrick and Drake was on a song, "Poetic Justice." That's crazy. To this day, that's still a great track. But
fucking problems. Who had the best verse on fucking problems?
We'll let y'all decide.
Holly Berry, hallelujah, holla back. I'll do ya, beast. Come on now. How you get washed? Oh my god, bruh. Y'all are getting washed.
Yeah, this is the finale.
Y'all are getting washed. Fuck. But apparently, rumor has it that Kendrick was supposed to be on First Person Shooter. He was supposed to be on it.
Might have been true.
Really?
That's the rumor on the block. He was supposed to be on the track. Wasn't on the track. And you got this motherfucker saying, "Yeah, we the big three." The Spider-Man meme, me looking at Drake. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm not gonna lie. If he was on First Person Shooter, that probably would have been the most viral track. I think Cole would have went harder though, for sure.
They would have got eaten alive on their own song. They would have got eaten alive on this. Motherfuckers act like because this man took years to put out quality projects, that he won't eat your favorite rapper up on a fucking track. Do y'all forget? Y'all make it seem like him spacing out, putting up big amount of time between projects, that this man is not writing raps as we fucking speak. This man has got this shit down to a fucking science. He will bust your favorite rapper's ass for real. For real. And Kendrick has a history of having people beef with him and apologizing after. Lupe Fiasco, Jay Electronica. Jay Electronica said that Kendrick is his son, that Kendrick is his baby, that he looks up. That Kendrick looks up to Jay Electronica. Walk that shit right the fuck back. Yep. Shine, who fucking said that Good Kid, Mad City was trash. So he did the jig is up. That's why J. Cole or Kendrick was like, "Yeah, I pray this beat is good enough for Shine. If not, J. Cole, your shit is trash." He was like, "At least my opinion made everyone laugh. Your opinion got this song written. And lit your ass up. The jig is up, goofy ass boy."
Y'all stop fucking playing with this man. That shit just made bells go off in my head. Oh shit.
Y'all stop playing with this man.
Trash.
This man is a goat. For real. Yeah. Fuck up out of here, bro. But where do we go from here? I'll listen to the fall off. But like I said, if I hear any more bars of "you the best" and
you better make this shit
a concept album, like "For Your Eyes Only." You better talk from somebody else's perspective, because I don't respect your perspective no more. That shit off. That shit gone. You lucky this shit's still up here. This shit about to be taken down. I forgot. I should have took this shit down, replaced it with another Kendrick. I'm liable to put Drake up there. Shit.
Drake is crazy. We're Take Care going up there.
Drake wouldn't say I'm sorry.
I got Off Season over there. I don't even want to listen to that shit.
I can't spin his shit no more, bro. I can't take it serious. None of your shit serious.
Hold on, let me think about something. Let me some Denzel shit. If J. Cole getting thrashed right now, maybe it's time to listen to some J. Cole, you know, while he on the down slide, you know?
Oh,
it ain't cool to listen to J. Cole, so maybe I should pick up the.
Maybe y'all don't make him solid. Maybe y'all don't make him solid anymore in North Carolina. And shut this bullshit up.
Y'all should support the man. Ain't he from North Carolina?
He's from Fayetteville. Carolina. He was talking about Cumberland. I don't know where the fuck Cumberland at. Where Cumberland at?
I have no clue. I didn't even know that was a place till just now.
Let's see where Cumberland at, because he's talking about the beef's not as bad as the shit he's seen in Cumberland. The fuck is Cumberland at?
Maybe he's over exaggerating it, like, or maybe he thinks it's like bigger than what it really is. Because I think he thinks that his people want to murder, like he they want him to murder Kendrick, like really come after him.
Oh, Cumberland's the county of Fayetteville. Cumberland County.
But it's not even like that.
Nobody from fucking North Carolina wants to beef with nobody from Compton. You got the whole true. West Coast. Kendrick has the entire coast.
Yeah, we just, I ain't gonna lie, North Carolina just got hood niggas, but we don't got no, like, no coherent, like.
They are different just, out there.
Yeah, they got a whole legion of goons. We it just got, take your got favorite hood
niggas rapper. At trap. If you don't check
and
it out,
there. Carry guns here and there, you know? That's what we got. Ain't no wrong with that. It's actually people. Like, having, like, a city full of just hood niggas that sell weed on the side, and they tote guns just to defend themselves against, like, robbers and stuff, that's better than having, like, gang on gang on gang on this block, that block, that block, that block, that block, and they all just being whoever ass walked through that bitch. It's just, I'll take the hood niggas.
Kendrick got Bloods and Crips. What are you talking about? There was no smoke like that. It would never was smoke like that, Cole. Like,
then he's short as fuck too, so he was definitely trying him. It's on his ass,
but you know,
all the time.
I would love to see an East versus West beef again. Fuck it.
Not an East versus West beef.
Kendrick just pulls the trigger. Say fuck it. Get the whole coast involved. Get Dre. Get Snoop. Get Schoolboy. Get Absol. Get all of them. Get YG.
Nah, not just trying to revive the Pac energy.
That shit would be fucking crazy.
That'd be like,
Terrell, do you know what side? Terrell, what side of the coast we on?
Hey, Florida don't even. Florida's not even East Coast. Florida is its own place. You hear people say that left and right. Florida is not East Coast.
Today.
You go to
when that gun gets fired.
The East Coast, and you come down here, it is not the same shit. We more LA than anything. Look at the weather.
Oh no.
Look at the palm trees.
That should be a delusion.
Even the vegetation.
That should be a delusion.
Yeah, he's not lying.
Nah, not y'all both. Oh my god.
Nah, he said the palm tree shit. That's the truth.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Women, weed, and weather.
So how in any universe is Florida, LA in any capacity?
I'm saying Florida's not East
Coast. Y'all got Golds and Wicks. That's they got saying. Bloods and Crips. Y'all got Haitians. They got fucking...
He thought he ate with that.
They got fucking...
Go ahead and say the M word.
They got no.
What? They got what? Say the M word. Go ahead.
No, right, they got... Y'all got Haitians, they got Latinos. Like
he said Latino, it's not the M.
They got MS-13. Y'all got the Haitians Zopound. With the machetes. Zopound. Y'all got Zopound. Like ain't the
I'm
same
saying,
place.
All I'm saying is
that are we talking about the hoods though?
I'm saying Florida's not East Coast.
I'm talking about the trees.
Run down shit.
But anyways, moving forward. Let's talk about the project itself because it is a quality project and it's getting overshadowed by the bullshit, the fuckery. I can't say it hasn't been much time for me to fucking spin the project. We recorded this shit on fucking Monday. It's Wednesday at the time of us recording this. So I haven't had much time to spin the track besides 7 minute drill. But I still think, looking back on the reaction, Pie is my favorite fucking track. Just because it has Daylight and Absol on it and they go in bar for bar, line for line. If you want to talk about quality rap, but I think Sticks and Stones, I think that's the one that has the Alchemist beat. Might be my favorite production on the track. That shit was fucking smooth. Denzel, if only your bitch ass was there for it. That shit was a smooth ass fucking track. Smooth ass beat. I'm pretty sure Denzel, you know who Daylight is, right? The battle rapper.
Yeah, I know Daylight. The one with the face tats, right?
The one with the face tat. That man, oh my god. Rapping with Absol right next to him. That shit just warmed my heart.
But is that him? That's him, right? I got it right.
Yeah, it's Daylight.
Yeah, he got like the Spawn tattoo on his shit, looking like Rico.
Yeah, but they call him Spawn. Yeah. They call him Quill. They call him a bunch of shit. But Daylight, he ugly as shit. But he can rap. He can rap his ass off, bruh. I'll send you some Daylight shit from like a couple years ago. He hasn't battle rap since. That man is.
Yeah, I was supposed to research him. I definitely did not.
He is a god with that pen as far as battle rap. But in that track, oh my god, That track was amazing.
MF Doom face ass boy.
But it was a quality track. It's a quality fucking track or a quality album. Mixtape. Production was crazy on that shit. And the rapping was good. Definitely was spending more, but the shenanigans happened. So it's kind of like.
So, Rod, what did you discover?
I know, Rod, making the face.
Who is UTK?
UTK?
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck
this is. Another rapper. But I seen they got a tape or something that released in 2013. UTK and what you call it? Daylight. And guess what the title of it is?
What is it?
Streets of Rage.
Have you seen what's his name? Denzel Curry's new album cover?
No, he just dropped it now.
Yeah, it's a Street Fighter 6 nod. It's just kind of cool. Yeah. I think he's Luke, somebody else is Ken, and someone else is Ryu. It's a cool ass album cover.
I'm gonna have to check that out. But yeah, I think that's cool. That's like my favorite game, Streets of Rage 2. So, and it's crazy because some of the tracks in there, it says like level 1 to the max. Like these are names of some of the songs. Level 2, you got level 3, stage clear. So.
Interesting. Rob might have
something. I'm about to do some research.
What is this?
Throwback Thursday.
It's kind of crazy.
She boy Rod. Throwback Thursday. Streets of Rage.
Wait, they produce these tracks?
Is it a beat
tape? Oh, nah. I got to show y'all. Hey, let's hurry up this podcast up. Let's write this shit up, man.
Well, shit. We got, like, what, 10 minutes left? Damn near?
We had, like, 40-something, right?
Yeah, like, 42. Well, shit. That's about it with the fucking coal shit. There's nothing else to really say. Well, the eclipse happened. WrestleMania happened.
Bro, the WrestleMania was the best WrestleMania of all time. Surprisingly.
I heard Wayne was in that came back, right?
Undertaker. Yeah, Undertaker, John Cena, the Shield, Seth Rollins. The Rock was in there. Pete Rock.
Randy Orton came back. He RKO'd Speed. I seen that shit.
Yo, he RKO hit through that chair. Look at Speed.
He barked at his ass.
And then Speed was like, and then he got RKO'd. I was like, yo, that's what your stupid ass did it.
There you go, Ryan sent it to you. The album cover.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, Method Man. It's a track with Denzel Curry or a tape with Denzel Curry, Madlib, and Method Man. That's just crazy. Yeah, maybe we listen to it. But yeah, WrestleMania was kind of cool. I seen little bits and pieces of it. I was like, okay. But Denzel, go ahead.
This is why I know it was the greatest WrestleMania, because there's people that don't watch wrestling at all that know about it, and they know like, oh, did you see what The Rock did? Ooh. You see he was whooping them with the belt. Ooh. I was like, nigga, y'all don't watch wrestling. Then in my back of my mouth, I was like, this is the greatest WrestleMania of all time because motherfuckers don't watch wrestling. Because you know, the longest time, I was like, I watch wrestling in the world. That shit was hard. And then when Jey Uso came out with Lil Wayne rapping, I was like, yeah, it's going to be one of those. We going to see Cody Rhodes won. That shit was hard. He had a big ass celebration. The crowd was lit. It was literally like, I ain't going to lie, I watched old WrestleManias that had The Rock Stone Cold like in his prime, so to speak. But if they keep going with this route, I think wrestling might hit a new prime. Like, definitely. If they can keep this shit, they can hold this momentum. Yeah, because The Rock coming back, like, he's going to do movies, but he's going to come back. And when that happens, he'll have new stories and shit. He'll start watching it again. And it'd be a whole nother attitude area situation. We just need to, you know, keep that momentum. But I definitely think the reason I think it's doing really well, though, is because Triple H took over. He's the new, like, CEO of the company now since Vince is under fire with the whole human trafficking situation. He a whole nother ditty. Yeah, he another Diddy. But yeah, Triple H took over, and Triple H doing a great job. He brought cursing back. Oh, because it's cursing. Rock is cursing. You know how many F-balls Rock dropped in the past, like, month when he came back? Man, fuck this kid, man. I'm a smack the fucking taste out of his mouth. I was like, oh, shit, Rock. Hold on now. I was like, hold on now. Let me tune in real quick. Yeah, I was tuning in. I'm like, hey, this looking like a hit right here. A banger. But yeah, I'm definitely. Dead. Shit, Matt Hardy thinking about coming back? Who knows? It might hit. My hit once again.
Maybe it's time to get back into the lore of wrestling. It's been a long ass time.
One last thing. All the wrestlers, they moving, we move into a new generation, new era. Motherfuckers is rocking J's to their wrestling matches. Roman Reigns rocking ones. Kofi Kingston rocking Travis Scott's, jumping and kicking niggas in their jawlines with the drop kick with some Travis Scott's on. Motherfuckers got fours on. I don't know what Undertaker had on. He had on some high techs, but he old school, so I guess it's all right. But yeah, like, yeah, this is good time.
Oh, shit. Maybe. I mean, another thing that happened during the week, the eclipse happened. If you managed to catch it, shout out to you. I could not see that shit. I was inside work, and it was cloudy as fuck down here in Florida, in South Florida, I should say.
No.
So couldn't get the chance to see it. Unfortunately,
Denzel, I've seen a video. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I was going to say real quick. I've seen a video at 144 in Texas, and there was a group of students like in a high school. It was all outside recording it, looking up at it. Not one pair of glasses was in sight. I looked at that and I cried, bro. It wasn't even a funny video. It looked like it was 8 o'clock at night. But they look straight up at it, they recording it, and I see the girls like looking, they smiling. I was like, yeah, y'all cooked.
Nah, I
see y'all blind as hell like next week.
I seen one kid, he made a TikTok. He was like, fuck it. He was like, I'm not gonna wear the glasses. I'm gonna look at it. Staring at it. A couple of seconds later, he's like, I'm starting to see dots. He kept looking at it. He was like, oh my God. And then he looks off to the side, he's like, I can't see. What I was like, y'all fuck around and y'all find the fuck out. I promise you. They motherfuckers tell you, wear glasses if you're gonna look at this shit. There's even makeshift shit you can make. Maybe you have an old shoebox and some fucking like
aluminum foil.
Not aluminum foil, but the shit you have in the paper towel roll, the little shit, you cut it in half, you cut one hole in the shoebox and another hole, you can see the shit. Yeah, you can make your own. You can make a bunch of shit to watch the solar eclipse. You weren't even supposed to record it with your fucking phone because your phone kind of like the retina and your shit will burn a hole in the fucking camera. You fuck around with that shit. But hey, I didn't get to see it. The next one's in like 2045. So I'll be around too.
We'll
see that one.
We'll see that one.
I'll make sure this time. I'm outside with the kids and the grandkids. You're going to look at this shit with the glasses on.
The kids and the grandkids in your 40s?
25, yeah. Kids and the grandkids.
Slaying. Slaying pipe.
What the fuck? That's kind of early, but you got it.
That is kids right now, man. Yeah, go ahead and pop them out early. I'm trying to see grandkids. We don't know how long we got on this earth.
Terrell going to get to...
All right, you got it.
Fertilizing the soil.
Kidding, man. I'll be glad they even have some kids by then. We'll see.
Yeah.
Career first right now. Career fucking first.
We'll see about that.
I agree.
All right.
All right, man.
I've been locked and loaded. It's only been career since we started this shit.
Oh, you loaded.
Yeah, with this content. Goofy ass boy, we're going to have 10 Kendrick songs for you. And that shit gonna go up next week after the weekend, because the weekend gonna be heavy.
Yeah, and I got some pop for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
loaded.
You wanna do which is better? You wanna do a Good Kid, Mad City versus any Pac album? We'll see which one's better.
We can do that.
Yeah. Okay.
But I want to do Tupacalypse, but we already reacted to Tupacalypse after we do the Kendrick shit. So it's like. It won't really, it'll be like, we already heard this.
Hey, man, stay tuned.
I could go basic as it'd be like the what's that song he made? Well, how do you want it on there? What's that album called? I forget.
I'll go untitled, unmastered, and just body this man. Let me stop with B side tracks.
What they talking about? Don't have nothing. Like Tupac don't have nothing. Like he's just trash.
I got Keisha's song for Brenda's Got a Baby. You don't even know what Keisha's song is. He'll hear it though. That's one of the songs I'm gonna pick off of Section 80. We're all gonna get five Kendrick songs. I'm gonna get five Kendrick songs, and we're gonna give you the whole scope of Kendrick Lamar, not just a old ass album.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
I'm gonna have Keisha's song. How much a dollar costs? We're all probably gonna get the high energy shit. I'll get you the
high power rod.
I'll get you the shit that touches your soul. That gets you thinking.
Yeah. Same here. I'll do the same thing. Touch your soul, boy. If you listen, you gotta listen.
None of that Gulavelli shit. Yeah, it's gonna be right up a Pac's alley. Touch your soul with a good message.
Terrell.
Yeah.
You know. Okay. You know my body. You playing with me. You playing with me. You know your Kendrick shit, because why you playing with me? Because I ain't gonna beat Kendrick.
I know you Gen Z at heart.
I'm Gen Z at heart.
Listen, look
you
at
mean
look
Gen at, X? You mean at, Gen X?
Look how short the SoundCloud songs were.
You mean Gen X? Stop playing with me. Yeah. If I come up with a diss track tomorrow.
That's fine. I have a response. I'm still waiting for you to respond in Street Fighter.
Yeah.
That's off the pod beef.
I really like that.
Yeah, see me on Tekken. How about that?
And on that note, that was episode 112. Hope y'all enjoyed that. Thank you to the audio listeners for always rocking with us, man, and kind of giving us something to look forward to and aspire to be. Check out the YouTube content. You know what I'm saying? We're going up. Slowly, it's a slow climb right now, but we're about to step on the gas.
My delay really later drops the day before this episode drops. So go ahead and check that shit out. We got the 7-minute drill video up. Check that shit out. Future Metro coming soon. Check that shit out. Yes, sir. I'm excited.
All right, man. Anything else y'all want to leave with them? Anything else y'all want to add?
That's a kill with all these knives. You're going to see Pet Cemetery.
It's been your guys. Zenzel, Terrell, myself, Rod. And we out, man. Peace.